Now turn to part 2, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with a man who works on an international camp. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi there. On last week's programme, we interviewed the man behind the idea of the international camps. So I thought that this week you'd be interested to hear more about one of the camps, which will be held later this year. Over to you, Michael.
Thank you. Yes, the camp is open to everyone between the ages of 18 to 23. You don't have to be a student. You don't even have to be employed. But you must be able to speak one foreign language in addition to your mother tongue.
OK. And what about accommodation?
Well, the international camp organisers supply tents which sleep up to 4 people. But you are unlikely to know the people who you'll be sharing a tent with. The nationalities are mixed, so you'll be sharing with people who may not even speak your language.
Sounds interesting. Who does the cooking at the camp?
Everybody is expected to help with the running of the camp. That means helping to prepare food, keeping the campsite clean and tidy and so on. The camp organisers are looking for people who can get along with others, whatever happens.
And is there anything you need to take?
Well, as I've said, tents are provided, but you'll need to bring your own pillow, knife, fork and spoon. If you get chosen, you're also asked to bring along photographs, postcards, anything that shows some of the traditions and customs of your own country. Everything goes into an exhibition at the start of the camp, together with a huge map of the world showing the different countries people come from.
And is there any entertainment?
Yes, there is. Everyone helps to provide the camp entertainment. You are expected to sing, dance, or play something musical. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are. There is a space on the form to write down what you can do.
Sounds great fun. And what does it all cost?
Well, you have to find your own way to the camp, so it's up to you whether you fly, cycle, walk, hitchhike, or whatever. The charge for a week's camp is $300. But you'll have to change that into your own currency to get a better idea of the cost. You have to pay the full cost before you arrive, but you can pay in any currency you want, or you can use a credit card if you have one. Right, now for the phone number to ring. It's 0124...
Now listen again.
Hi there. On last week's programme, we interviewed the man behind the idea of the international camps. So I thought that this week you'd be interested to hear more about one of the camps, which will be held later this year. Over to you, Michael.
Thank you. Yes, the camp is open to everyone between the ages of 18 to 23. You don't have to be a student. You don't even have to be employed. But you must be able to speak one foreign language in addition to your mother tongue.
OK. And what about accommodation?
Well, the international camp organisers supply tents which sleep up to 4 people. But you are unlikely to know the people who you'll be sharing a tent with. The nationalities are mixed, so you'll be sharing with people who may not even speak your language.
Sounds interesting. Who does the cooking at the camp?
Everybody is expected to help with the running of the camp. That means helping to prepare food, keeping the campsite clean and tidy and so on. The camp organisers are looking for people who can get along with others, whatever happens.
And is there anything you need to take?
Well, as I've said, tents are provided, but you'll need to bring your own pillow, knife, fork and spoon. If you get chosen, you're also asked to bring along photographs, postcards, anything that shows some of the traditions and customs of your own country. Everything goes into an exhibition at the start of the camp, together with a huge map of the world showing the different countries people come from.
And is there any entertainment?
Yes, there is. Everyone helps to provide the camp entertainment. You are expected to sing, dance, or play something musical. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are. There is a space on the form to write down what you can do.
Sounds great fun. And what does it all cost?
Well, you have to find your own way to the camp, so it's up to you whether you fly, cycle, walk, hitchhike or whatever. The charge for a week's camp is $300, but you'll have to change that into your own currency to get a better idea of the cost. You have to pay the full cost before you arrive, but you can pay in any currency you want, or you can use a credit card if you have one. Right, now for the phone number to ring. It's 0124.
That is the end of part 2.